There's an extraordinary story breaking out of Canberra as we go to air tonight. The Sydney Morning Herald and The Age's economic correspondent Eric Bagshaw has an exclusive story about two former Liberal staffers who say they were sexually assaulted while working for senior politicians. Eric joins us now. Eric, thanks for your time.
Good evening, Patricia.
Tell us just what this story is about. There are two women that have gone on the record to you.
They have. So these are historical allegations relating to events in 2015. And these two women have basically spoken out because they're frustrated at the progress of party processes in dealing with allegations of sexual harassment and assault. You know, the background is obviously the Liberal Party last year had to deal with similar allegations around bullying and harassment. And they sort of tried to go through, you know, various internal processes or spoke to senior Liberal people and were essentially say they were discouraged from going any further because of the damage it might do to their careers. And so they've spoken to me and Dania Marni, she alleges she was sexually assaulted by a fellow Liberal staff member in New South Wales Parliament, where he came over to her house, one stage pinned her down and indeed started choking her, and another Chelsea Potter who worked for a federal minister who at one stage another Liberal staffer came over and pulled off her underpants after pinning her down. So they're concerned that the broader cultural issues in the party that we've been sort of seeing and discussed publicly for the last year are preventing real action and change from occurring. And, you know, it's good to remember that this isn't a problem that's unique to the Liberal Party or unique to politics even. It's all institutions are grappling with how to deal with instances of sexual harassment and assault. It just happens that in this case, these two women are Liberal Party staffers.
Okay, and these are staffers. They're making these, and they haven't named the staffers in your story. Have they gone to police? How have they tried to pursue this?
No, so again, they have not gone to police, and the reason for that being that they felt they were discouraged from pursuing that avenue because of the implications it could have for their career. And going to police is it's a very serious step in terms of pursuing a sexual assault allegation. We've seen through the courts how much of a struggle that can be. And of course, the other issue around sexual assault is it's often, one person's word against another. So convictions are really tough to come by. But they did, want to raise this so that there were internal party processes so that they didn't have to work with some of these people again if they didn't want to.
Are they still current staffers or have they now left their positions?
No, they're not current staffers.
And the allegations about these two ministerial offices, these separate ministerial offices, are these ministers still ministers or still in the parliament?
Look, we can't go into too many details because of the sort of defamation risks around sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, they were ministers at the time, and this was really at the top offices of both state and federal parliament.
Has there been any response from the Liberal Party?
Yeah, and they're very concerned by the allegations. They've encouraged the women to go and lodge a formal complaint with police. And likewise, the review that began last year into allegations of bullying and harassment after the August leadership spill, if you remember, Anne-Sid Marlis in particular, she raised allegations within the New South Wales faction of the Liberal Party around bullying and harassment. That has since morphed into a national review, and it's really about how the Liberal Party can keep women within the party and indeed attract more. And so a robust internal complaints process is sort of a part of that broader strategy that is still underway. So it's been almost a year since that review was ordered, and we're really yet to see any findings.
Eric, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure.
Eric Bagshaw is from the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. He's written a story about two former Liberal staffers who say they were sexually assaulted while working for senior politicians. And as he said, the Liberal Party has responded and says it will work on its processes. But no doubt more will develop on these kinds of stories and on this issue.